What a goal!
The League of Ireland is back.
Every Friday night, it'll be impossible to miss the League of Ireland.
Make sure you listen to the League of Ireland exclusively on Off the Ball.
Become a member now and join in the obsession.
Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Pep Guardiola refuses to be angry at his Manchester City players after letting another winning position slip. Concerns emerge regarding the fitness of Arsenal forward Kai Havertz and just how close was Darwin Núñez to a Saudi move in January. But first today, Pep Guardiola admits his Manchester City side is not currently stable enough to compete for trophies this season. Late goals from Brahim Diaz and Jude Bellingham saw City squander a 2-1 lead at home to Real Madrid to lose 3-2 in the first leg of their Champions League playoff. In just their last five European outings, City have conceded 8 goals in the last 16 minutes of games. Guardiola says it's a trend that has to be stopped.
I've been here for many years. We have been an extraordinary team. I said yesterday, we were an incredible machine every 3 days. We were his competitors. And these years, we, not because I accept, so the opponent is better, it's better. So, but in the moment, I'm not able. I said months ago, I'm not good enough, you know, to give something to the composer, to the teams, how to manage this kind of situation. But it happened many times. This is the truth.
The City boss says his players' decision-making needs to be better in key moments.
It doesn't work like it worked in the past. I'm not a problem, but it's all of us. For me, we're busy saying, oh, and blame one player, specific player, or blame whatever. That is ridiculous. So it's not, that doesn't work. It's all of us. Me the first, because that's why I'm here for many years, and of course the players as well. So this is the truth. And they want it, yes, of course, how they run, how they do it, but the truth is that we are not stable enough in that moment to do things that they happen, not today. Today is an exception, no, it happened many times. It happened many times because we are not, but at the end, today is where it is, tomorrow, the after tomorrow, and you have to continue to learn and fresh minds, fresh legs, and go for them.
Guardiola's Real Madrid counterpart Carlo Ancelotti says the belief within the squad when playing in Europe remains as high as ever.
I always say to the Spanish journalist that defend is not individual problem. Defend is team problem. And so today we were able to be a team and to defend well, and also the four defenders that never played together were able to play a good game because the team worked really well defensively.
PSG and Borussia Dortmund already look to have booked their places in the last 16. Ousmane Dembele scored twice for PSG away to Brest, helping them to a 3-0 win over their Ligue 1 counterparts. And Karim Adeyemi finished off a fine breakaway to put it the cap on a 3-0 win for Dortmund at Sporting. A Samuel Mbangula goal 8 minutes from time meant Juventus won 2-1 at home to PSV Eindhoven. Brendan Rodgers says he was pleasantly surprised by the reduction in Dyson Maeda's European suspension. The Japanese international missed the defeat to Aston Villa in the group phase, having collected a red card against Young Boys, but a late reprieve means Maeda can start tonight's playoff first leg at home to Bayern Munich. Rodgers has described Bayern as European royalty and says their November win over RB Leipzig has to serve as the benchmark for their performances over the next 180 minutes.
We'll certainly have to be at the same level of that. I think that when I look at everything from we played the game technically and tactically at a really high level. From the sort of mindset, we were also really good in the game, so having started well and then actually gone behind in the game, how we responded was I was impressed by that. And then, like I say, the big steps that we've made this season has been in the physical demands of the game, because at this level that is, it's absolutely critical. So and that plays me, because the pressing that we did, if you think of the second goal, it's one of the best goals that we've scored since we've been here. Why? Because it shows a mentality, it shows a real projecting, a real positivity to step inside the pressure and win the ball. And so that side of the game is really good. So we will have to get to those levels again.
Kick-off at Parkhead is 8 o'clock at the same time. Feyenoord host AC Milan and Monaco play Benfica. The action gets underway at 6:15 with the meeting of Club Brugge and Atalanta. Nuno Espirito Santo says his Nottingham Forest striker Tayo Awoniyi suffered a concussion and a broken nose during last night's FA Cup fourth round win away to Exeter. Awoniyi left the St James's Park pitch on a stretcher after being treated on the field for 10 minutes after an aerial collision with Exeter goalkeeper Joe Whitworth. The former Liverpool striker had put Forest 2-1 ahead on a night when Northern Ireland international Josh McGuinness opened the scoring for the League One side, who forced extra time with a second half equaliser. Exeter clung on with 10 men for penalties but were beaten in the shootout. Forest will play Ipswich in the fifth round. Everton boss David Moyes says the fans can play a huge part in securing a win in the final ever Merseyside derby at Goodison Park. Everton take on fierce rivals Liverpool in the Premier League tonight for the last time before they move to Bramley Moor Dock. Moyes says it'll be a great occasion.
We've all not got many games left, and I know everybody in the stadium's doing their best to make it really memorable, and partly for everybody who watches football as well, media as well. We want to put on a great spectacle at Goodison and hopefully a good game.
Meanwhile, it's believed Liverpool turned down two bids from Saudi club Al Nassr for Darwin Nunez in January. According to Fabrizio Romano, the second of those bids was for €75 million plus add-ons, but were rejected. Liverpool are said to have no replacement in mind and were not inclined to overpay for one in the January market. Instead, Al Nassr paid similar money to Aston Villa for John Duran, and Saudi clubs remain keen on Nunez's teammate Mo Salah. The Egyptian is said to be high on Al Hilal's list of priorities, and Al Ittihad also remain keen, having stated their interest in 2023. Talks between Salah's representatives and Liverpool remain ongoing about renewing his contract. Ticket sales for Sunday's Dublin derby are heading for 30,000. Bohemians have adopted the Aviva Stadium as their home ground for their clash with Shamrock Rovers, meaning at least six times the Daily Men capacity will be in attendance. Earlier this week, Bo's boss Alan Reynolds spoke to Nathan about the occasion.
Alan, not a bad old spot to start the season.
No, can't wait. I suppose when the fixture came out and we were playing it here, we were all excited. Players would be, you know, thrilled, I suppose, to get here, and big following from us, so can't wait.
How do you approach it with the players in terms of it's a league game that feels like a cup final?
Yeah, it's not something we've really spoke about, you know. The occasion will take care of itself, but there's experienced boys there. A lot of them have played here. So it's just a normal game, but it's not a normal game, if that makes sense.
Yeah. The new signings that you've made, a lot of experience has come in there, just chatting to Niall. Big signing from Sligo Rovers. You'd expect him to hit the ground running?
Yeah, look, you know, he's a fantastic addition. He's one that we felt, you know, we missed last year. We needed his type. Obviously had Keith Buckley, who was out injured, and James McManus. So Niall settled in really well. A lot of appearance under his belt. A fantastic fella and a cracking player.
Confirmation since the League of Ireland launched that Lise Mousset, the deal has been done. How's he been getting on over the last few days, and how's he shaping up for Sunday?
Yeah, he's the most talked about player, isn't he, at the minute. But again, he hasn't played in a while, so, you know, in competitively, he's played three games in pre-season. He's coming along, but he'll take time, but has quality. I think he'd be good for the league if we can get him right. I think he'd be an exciting player to watch, but I just think he needs a bit of time.
And what about that attention that's on him? Listen, he's played at an incredibly high level, but we're here a few days from the start of the season and every conversation is either Lise Mousset or Mason Mealie at the moment. There's a lot of expectation on his shoulders.
Yeah, and he probably doesn't know. It's probably all gone over his head. Right. You know, he just goes and he wants to enjoy his football and play with a bit of freedom, which we'll give him. And as I said, he'll be exciting talent. And we're lucky to have him. We've given him, you know, the opportunity, and he's took a gamble. We've took a gamble. But I think the fans will like him.
Yeah. What sort of shape is he in? What's the timeline in terms of when you feel he'll be 100%?
Look, when he'll be 100%, look, it might take a month, 2 months, but he's training well, and he'll obviously be involved on Sunday.
Yeah, and in terms of what that involvement can be, is it 15, 20 minutes for the next while, or do you think that there's enough talent there that he can play for longer?
Yeah,
no,
we need to mind him, need to look after him. So we see how the rest of the week goes. He's on a different programme to others as well at times, so fitness-wise. So we just doing a mini pre-season to get him right.
Yeah. What about the goalkeeping situation? You got a decision to make there?
Yeah, I definitely have. Two cracking keepers there. But look, it's the same as anywhere else. It's just competition, and the two of them look really sharp in pre-season. But we'll have to make a call.
Yeah, some managers like the competition, but the goalkeeper, quite often, they like to know who it is for the season. Whoever starts on Sunday, is it theirs to lose?
Well, yeah, you're probably right in that, isn't it? No point me dressing it up. You come in, you do well, you stay in the team, you know, but you have to keep training, right?
And Wrexham say midfielder Elliot Lee was involved in a car accident on his way home from their EFL Trophy quarter-final clash with Bolton last night. The 30-year-old suffered no major injuries, although the driver of another car involved is being treated in hospital. Lee played just over an hour of his side's 1-0 win at the racehorse ground before he was substituted. It's exactly 3 weeks since Lee's Wrexham teammate James McLean was involved in a car crash.
Off the ball.
Now I'm excited. At first I was a bit disappointed we're not there, but now I'm really looking forward to a soccer festival, really.
Luque, waiting for it to land right. Oh, brilliant! And the crowd have gone mad. Flags, crackers, everything.
This also has political relevance. For instance, the Argentine regime would use it to try and make their repressive regime seem what it isn't, and it seem nicer than it is.
Delinho. Oh, that's a good one! He just put him out of the bag.
So it's all down to attitude, and our attitude is A1 tonight.
Gamble. Good play by Gamble, and again. 3-1! A brilliant individual goal by this hard little professional has put Scotland in dreamland.